We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples with Riley County Commissioner John Ford today, and we got one more segment here left on the program. We're going to talk next about the Emergency Operations Center, and we were talking before the program, you've got some RFQs out for that.
Yeah, probably here in the next couple of weeks, we'll probably have that narrowed down and start kind of making a decision on who's going to work on that locally. There's several national firms that do these specifically, so they'll be working with those to fill in the gaps on that. But I think there's some interviews going on both today and tomorrow to kind of get that narrowed down. So probably by the end of January here, we'll have a little bit clearer picture of what we're going to do and what that's going to look like moving forward with maybe a, oh, I don't know, I'm optimistic. I think maybe with a midsummer to late summer, you know, this is the plan, this is the cost, this is what it's going to be, this is what it can be, or maybe what it isn't going to be, and start moving forward from there. And this is one that, for me, needs to be done. It's been needed to be done for a long, long time. The thought is that we can continue to somewhere in the space that we have over there on Claflin to put this in there. It may look a little different than some of them, but it'll cover EMS. It will cover emergency management. It will provide us with EOC space, something that we struggled with last month when we had the windstorm of where can we just, you know, flip on a switch and set up shop. Some natural disasters happen that way it'll be more than 2 years before it's said and done, but with a pandemic, be able to get that useful space. And the other part of that will be some form of dispatch, where it's a full communicative dispatch or a backup dispatch if the one that we have go down, would all be kind of incorporated into that location. I think it's important to keep in mind that, you know, these are going to be direct federal fund uses. We were talking in the last segment about, you know, taking those federal funds and using them locally. I haven't been a big fan of all these ARPAs and CARES Act. I really feel like we're selling out a next generation. So if we're going to use those funds, we got to use that for something productive. We've got to use that something generational that has a long-term and lasting impact for future Riley Countyans, Manhattans, and the region. And this is certainly facilitates that on a couple of different levels. So I'm excited about that. I know the people, particularly at EM and EMS, are excited about that. The facility that they have currently over there was built as a part-time facility. It wasn't even supposed to be full-time operations. There's some things in a place that are very, very archaic. And the fact that we don't have comparable emergency management space for a community and region our size and of our scope is, from my opinion, embarrassing. And we need to be able to do that. And we have, obviously, we have some resources and some things in place that should allow us to do that. And I think we've made that a priority, and we'll try to continue to make that a priority until we get it done.
All right. Well, that's certainly a big need. And, you know, we've been kind of seeing a little bit of the need here to do something with the courthouse at some point, because they are not set up for jury trials in a pandemic. And we're seeing that already. We already saw at least one juror test positive in this week's trial that's going on. And I know it's not a problem that can be fixed overnight, but at some point it would be nice to have that fixed somehow.
Yeah, you know, through the years, I think Riley County as a whole, and this is a testament to current staff, former commissioners, current commissioners, so on and so forth, have done a really good job on a lot of things. But the one we mentioned earlier was obviously a strategy and plan for future economic rural developments, one that we've kind of been slow on, I guess. I don't want to say we've punted it or just given up on it. We just haven't had the right focus on that. And I think probably facilities, in particular, the infrastructural part of that on the facilities is one that we've really struggled with. And I think for probably future needs, I think our comprehensive plan will lay out bits and pieces of that. And if we need to redo some kind of a master plan in a couple of areas, for me, the priorities probably moving forward right now would be obviously the EMS and the Emergency Operations Center. I that has a larger benefit. It also works into our new communication infrastructure that we have. So all those components, I think, were probably the bigger priority. I think the second one that we've kind of discussed along the way, and it depends on what's available for funds and timing, is some kind of a potential dual or integrated, I guess, if you want to call it, public health and mental health type facility, something that's kind of like up in Douglas Center. Obviously, with this pandemic, there's a small window of that. There's still maybe some federal funds available. I sat in on a call through a national association yesterday. They entered final rules and now turned into final rules. And they've really kind of opened it up and really made it streamlined and flexible. So there may be some extra funding as part of that that could get that one done. And then I think in the national inclusions of things, it's to start working on that administrative side of it. And, of course, that would be what we do, you know, downtown. And I don't know what that's going to look like. We've got some complications, as I think everybody's aware, with ground and property at this point in time. So that may not be the location that we may be at. I don't know. That would probably be like a third phase type of thing. You're right. We're cramped. We've been cramped for a long, long time. And even with the advent of technology and Zoom and all those things, isn't going to take care of all of it. So that's going to be another piece that we're going to have to discuss. Some of our comprehensive plan, I hope, will cover that. We may need to redo or readjust the master plan. We may need to go to a different location. Downtown may not work long term. Those are all discussions we'll have. But, yeah, courthouse is cramped. We hear that a lot. Our offices are cramped. The buildings are also extremely old. How much money do you want to put into those facilities to get, you know, return on investment? Those are all things that you have to talk about there, since they're not technically going to be new facilities to start, potentially. All those things will come into play there, but it's going to be a little bit down the road, but it is on the radar.
Yeah, and I don't want to knock the courthouse. It's a beautiful building from the outside, but just the inside is, it's very cramped.
Yeah, at some point in time, maybe that transitions into... Well, obviously, it's going to be there. It's hard to top Chase County's courthouse, but outside of that, I would probably put ours up against anyone in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm being biased, but okay, I'm being biased, but I still would. I still would, and I think I can make an argument for it. I really do.
Yeah, it's a good looking building from the outside. That's definitely true. As far as other things going on in the county right now, I know it's kind of a slow time. There hasn't been a lot on the agendas, but that's typical here this time of year.
Yeah, we're kind of transitioning into contracts and stuff that we do normally in the year, and we have a little bit of a lull, and March will be here, and we'll be starting the budget baselines for 2023. It's also an election year, so, you know, clerk's office will be working on that midterm election. There's a larger list than that, but we start working on some of those things. We get a lot of updates early in this time of the year, seeing where everybody's at, what everybody's working on and doing. And let's see, what else? This is also the time of the year we get pretty involved with the legislature on some of those issues. We'll have a local government day, if all goes well. I don't know. With the COVID thing, maybe iffy, but I think that's on the 26th, where we can meet with state and executive people up in Topeka. We're having a separate county one, I think, sometime in February. We've got a rural revitalization conference coming up in February. So this is kind of that time of the year where you kind of incorporate some of those type of events and things moving on. We'll have some awards and a banquet for rural fire district. There's a few of those. We kind of get all that stuff in the way, and then we all kind of get to spring, hopefully, and everything gets busy. And before you know it, we'll blink, and it'll be the end of summer. It'll be football season again and Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It certainly is kind of a cycle here that we kind of go through. And you mentioned that you brought up the elections. I know you're going to be up for re-election here. Have you had any thought on that yet, or...?
Somehow I thought that question would come up. I had to wait to the end. Huh? Yeah. I have not made any official decisions yet. I've got till the 1st of June. I've got some boxes I need to check off earlier in the year here. I'm working right now and trying to get around to each one of our department heads and supervisors and discuss that with them and some other people. Need to have a little bit more of a discussion with work and health issue on the radar. That's not critical or life-threatening, but I just need to kind of work through. So get all those boxes checked off. We'll see.
Okay.
It's possible, but not absolute.
All right. Well, we'll revisit that in April here the next time we have you in, and see if we're any further down the road on that.
Okay.
John, appreciate you being here this morning, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up In Focus today. Coming up tomorrow, we'll hear from our Pottawatomie County School superintendents in Wamego and Rock Creek, Kevin Logan and Greg Mann, who's the interim superintendent. We're also going to hear from the Martin Luther King Committee, as they got their big event planned this weekend. We'll see if that's still on.